New York Regents exams are a rite of passage for high school students in the state, but at the moment, the scholarly sophistication of the test writers is coming under more scrutiny than the test takers. As the New York Times put it yesterday, the test is being sanitized of virtually any reference to race, religion, ethnicity, sex, nudity, alcohol, even the mildest profanity, and just about anything that might offend someone for some reason.
This morning in New York, a coalition of groups, including the Association of American Publishers and the New York Civil Liberties Union, held a news conference to protest against the censorship. Commentator Jake Tapper says they're right to protest. And while they're at it, he says they should take a look at Hollywood, too.
You might not think that Ben Affleck and the New York State Education Department have a lot in common, but they're both on a similar crusade. Political correctness, which should by now have been mocked out of existence, but is still wreaking its oppressive and untruthful sensitivity on this country. And so it passes that the New York State Education Department has been censoring passages out of the reading comprehension sections of its Regents exams. References to Jews and Gentiles were cut from the work of Isaac Bashevis Singer. Oy! Ernesto Galarza, who in 1976 became the first Mexican-American nominated for the Nobel Prize for Literature, had his book, Barrio Boy, all chopped up. Gringo Lady became American Lady. Skinny became thin. Fat was changed to heavy. Ay, ay, ay. The Education Department told the New York Times that the censoring had been done according to sensitivity review guidelines, designed to ensure that no student, quote, feel ill at ease or uncomfortable while taking the test. Right, of course, because students otherwise just love taking day-long exams that dictate whether or not they can graduate to the next level. No doubt students would, of course, prefer to spend a few hours watching the latest summer blockbuster, but there, too, PC-ness runs amok. Affleck, the star of the new Tom Clancy thriller, The Sum of All Fears, the number one movie at the box office last weekend, supported the director's move to change the bad guys in the book to new neo-Nazi bad guys in the movie. The original ones had been a hodgepodge, a terrorist trifecta consisting of a German communist, a Sioux Indian revolutionary, and a fanatical Muslim Palestinian. But an Arab advocacy group, and a Muslim one, had been lobbying for years to get the studio to change the villains so as not to perpetuate the idea that Americans have anything to fear from Muslim Arabs. Long before September 11th, the Hollywood studio caved. It's telling that an education department executive told the Times that she didn't want students to feel uncomfortable when reading passages that mention religion, ethnicity, alcohol, homosexuality. But these are realities. Discomfort about them, or about the horrible reality that our nation is threatened by an army of fanatical Muslims, needs to be put out there, needs to be discussed, debated, argued. Discomfort makes great art. It ultimately improves our society. So, in that vein, here's an essay question for those who back these PC edits. One Columbia University humanities professor wrote that the Regents exam censorship was scandalous, dishonest, dangerous, and embarrassment. It is the practice of fools, she wrote. Discuss.
Commentator Jake Tapper is a reporter with VH1. He lives in New York City.